Hello and welcome to the Ask a Physical Therapist on KDNK. I'm your host, Dr. Tanis Kitchener, and I'm being joined again by my friend, Dr. Paula Markyanda. Dr. Paula is board certified in integrative medicine. She also has a master's in public health, a bachelor's in nursing and critical care and trauma. She is a licensed physician in Arizona, Colorado, Utah, and Montana, and she has Mimi's Cares Clinic in Grand Junction, Colorado. She is also a diplomat of the American Academy of Stem Cell Physicians. Welcome, Dr. Paula.
Hi, nice to be back.
What we're going to talk about today, especially being the beginning of the year, is weight loss, weight management, how you can help folks reset so that they can have an easier time meeting their goals, and what that reset might look like beyond what we're told as far as the basic calorie in, calorie out formula for weight management.
Yeah, so I am certified in weight management too. Kind of forgot about that one. But we focus in this country on weight loss, and that's not what we should be focusing on anyway. We should be focusing on fat loss, because when you lose weight, you typically lose some fat, but you also lose muscle.
Right.
And we don't want to lose muscle, especially as we age. We don't want to lose muscle because, as you know, as a physical therapist, muscle loss or muscle wasting is bad. So we really don't want to lose weight. We want to lose fat. And you can do that. I mean, there are multiple ways to do it. The other thing about this idea of fat loss, weight loss, is there's a lot of quick fixes being sold. I mean, as long as I've been alive, there's been a 1 to 5 fad diets at any one time, right? Not going to list anyone. I'm not going to throw anyone under the bus, but and fad pharmaceuticals for weight loss, which often really just support weight loss, not pure fat loss. And we have some of those out right now. And to me, it's very frustrating because the actual way to have a healthier body is to support our foundational health. When we support our foundational health, which includes our gut, our pathways, and stuff like that, we ultimately do lose excess fat because we're working with our body. So I like doing more of a foundational reset. And yeah, it's a detox, but it's not like detoxes you hear about. Like I do a very gentle, stepwise detox. We include fasting, and I will say we do include some GLP-1 activation. So you hear a lot about GLP-1s, which is glucagon-like peptide 1. There's also a glucagon-like peptide 2, and there's also receptors for those. So we could dive into the biochemistry, but it usually makes people's heads spin. But you hear ads for them all the time. Even if you don't watch mainstream TV, if you stream stuff, there are ads for them that come on. You don't even have to see a doctor face to face to get these pharmaceutical preparations, these GLP-1 agonists that are usually injections. But on the flip side of all that, we have those pathways in our body. We have a GLP-1 pathway, we have a GLP-2 pathway. There are numerous cells. They're very much in the L cells of the gut. And like any other pathway, you can activate your own pathways. So you get away from a synthetic injectable drug with side effects that can be very significant. You can get away from that and go a natural route, supporting your body and its pathways so your body remains in control and get more about it. And the best part is when you are supporting a pathway of your own body, not subjugating it to the will of a drug, the side effects fall away. You can get very good benefit, and most of the natural GLP-1 activators really help you lose fat and preserve muscle. You could do that with fasting too. Fasting also, in some ways, it's not perfectly elucidated in the research yet, But fasting doesn't only activate GLP-1 pathways too. And that pathway exists in gut cells. So a healthy gut means it's working better.
Yeah. It amazes
So,
me how that eludes the weight management talk so often. Gut health, organ system that's responsible for absorption of nutrients.
yeah, it's not like we literally are what we eat, right? Oh, wait, we are literally what we eat, what we breathe, what's in our environment. So yeah, and the whole topic of the gut gets thrown out, or ignored. And then, like, another thing that's often ignored is what happens when you lose fat.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
We know losing muscle is bad. So you don't lose fat cells. You shrink your fat cells. When you shrink your fat cells, they let go of some of the stuff they've been storing. Some of that is unfriendly stuff. Like my story. So, a little over 22 years ago, I was diagnosed with breast cancer. It was great. It was during med school. I thought that was perfect timing because med school is not hard. Why not have a life-threatening illness at the same time? So I was relatively young. They threw everything at me. Chemotherapy, radiation, you name it. I had it all because people were pretty scared given my age and the size of my tumor at the time. And breast cancer patients typically gain weight during chemotherapy. Now you think of a chemo patient as somebody who can't eat is losing weight, but breast cancer patients typically gain weight. It's very interesting. It's probably related to estrogen pathways and stuff. But anyway, so after treatment, I was trying to lose that weight I had gained. And I did. But as my fat cells shrank, they released stored up chemo and chemo metabolites, and I felt like I was in chemotherapy again. So when you shrink your fat cells, these toxins and unfriendly compounds can be released. And you cannot feel good. So there's a way to fix that. You take binders along with whatever you're doing to lose fat. So not like an abdominal binder you wrap around yourself, like most common are like charcoal-based or humic and fulvic acid-based binders that have large surface area. And so the potential toxins you're releasing attach to that, and then your body can excrete it without it affecting you. Or at least not affecting you as much. And people don't talk about that.
No, and it makes me wonder if that affects people's success on their journey because they don't understand that this is happening. They don't know how to deal with it. It makes them feel crummy, decreases their motivation to continue on, and the cycle that they've started on, the journey gets interrupted, and then they lose motivation.
I totally think that happens.
Yeah, also, one of my roles in helping people on their weight management journey is dealing with orthopedic conditions that might limit their mobility, right?
Right.
If they are prone to knee pain or some other type of pain that's going to respond to an inflammatory condition, they're su successfully burning fat, releasing toxins, then it's going to aggravate potentially some of their orthopedic pain, and now they can't get up and meet their goal for that day.
It can totally increase their inflammatory response easily. And I always love, like, yeah, they told me to eat less and exercise more. It's like, well, but what does that really mean? And is it really eat less or eat different? And is it really a half hour of aerobic exercise a day? I mean, what if you, for whatever reason, you can't do that?
Right.
It's like a full day's work if you walk to your front door. So, what can they do? Like my assistant, and we talk about this all the time. She's very open about this. A little over a year ago, I diagnosed her with diabetes. Over the past little over a year, but over the past year, she has lost over 115 pounds, preserved her muscle mass, and she is no longer diabetic. She started exercising along with changing her diet, but her exercises were like chair exercising first. And now she does a lot more, and she does a 5K with her son almost weekly. And for her, Like it was lifestyle change.
Right.
What she ate, what she didn't eat. She's an amazing cook. People who think they're not very good at cooking, that can be a stumbling block. Anne is an amazing cook. She has been a gluten-free cook for decades, I think. And now she's really good at making meals that don't spike sugars, out sugary things. So she's our kitchen consigliere because, I like to name things Italian. Consigliere just means like advisor. Tom Hagen in The Godfather, he was a consigliere, he was the advisor. So Anne is our kitchen consigliere because it's very easy to go to people who tell you what and how to eat and not learn anything. But if you go to someone who lived it, and she's a wife, she's a mom, she's a grandma, but there's a lot of stuff going on, and she works for me, so
High
she doesn't
demand.
have an easy life. So she has the practical knowledge of fitting this into a busy life and being successful. It doesn't mean sometimes weren't hard, but she's been overwhelmingly successful
Yeah.
and full of practical knowledge. So we're like, you want to teach people some of that? Because she's amazing. But it's the whole package, right? So you want to lose fat and preserve muscle. So some physical activity is great, but sometimes you can't start off with a lot. You see this in people all the time.
Preservation of muscle will maintain a better metabolic rate, a better glucose tolerance, proper insulin sensitivities, things of that nature, which will help on the journey.
Yeah, everything works together. So this is why like resetting your foundation and cleaning out your pathways so they function better is so important because also it's a slower process. Although I hear commercials for GLP-1 agonists and they say lose 15 to 20% of your weight in a year along with a healthy diet and exercise. And so what exactly are the injections doing? Because last year, well, I mean, Anne has lost a lot, well over 15 to 20, probably at least twice that. And the first like 4 months of last year, I lost about 15% of my body weight without any of those. I did a foundational reset. I did some fasting. I didn't even do a natural GLP-1 at the time because I wasn't convinced of their efficacy, that we didn't have enough data on them. Now we do. So we can add those in as well. And there's different ways to do it. But I'm thinking a year. Anne and I did that in less than half a year and maintained. Because when you work with your body, it's so much easier to maintain. So we developed a don't wait program, don't wait, WEIGHT. Because why wait? Get it done, do it right, reset your foundation, boost your metabolic pathways and your anti-inflammatory pathways and your GLP-1 pathways. And the bottom line is the scale goes down, your fat percentage goes down, you preserve muscle mass, and you're doing an amazing thing for longevity because you're just helping everything work better. I love that.
So, what kind of questions should one ask themselves if they are considering starting a weight loss program, if it's not just cutting calories and trying to exercise more?
So, just on cutting calories, like people ask me what diet they should follow, and this is what I say: lean, clean protein, rainbow of colorful vegetables and some fruit, and healthy fats. I don't tell them a calorie count. I don't tell them serving size. Anne gets into some of the more details with people on that. But really, if we eat lean, clean protein, a ton of vegetables, and healthy fats, we're getting everything we truly need. So, because, well, what diet should I be on? It's like a question I'm like, well, it doesn't have to be that difficult.
Can we
You
do
don't
a
have to.
quick check-in on how much protein folks should be getting every day?
Yeah, so it depends, which is, everyone's favorite answer, right? It depends. But it does. It depends on how active you are. It depends on any underlying chronic diseases. So, say, kidney disease. Don't want to overload them with protein. an athlete who does Ironmans and triathlons and things probably needs more protein than someone who is not that athletic. So there's actually a really great protein calculator online. If you just Google DuckDuck or whatever search engine you want to use, protein calculator, it comes up and you can put in your height, your current weight, and your level of activity. It'll give you a really good calculation because the calculation can range from 50 grams to 150 grams, depending on what's going on with somebody.
Right.
It's really hard to say an adult female needs X.
Right. And just for a little simplicity for the listeners, on a real basic nutritional certificate that I have, obviously it varies. The RDA right now, I believe, is 46 grams for women and 56 grams for men. They're recommending like 8 grams per kilo of your desirable body weight up to 50 years of age, general population. So if you're 150 pounds, that ends up being about 54.5 grams per day. Like you said, it's going to vary. So folks who are in the elderly category, they may need 1 to 1.5 grams per kilo to prevent or manage the loss of muscle as they age. Athletes might need 1.6 to 1.7 for strength and power sports, 1.2 to 1.4 grams per kilo for endurance sports. The specialist who instructed us said, don't go over 2 grams per kilogram, and that the fitness world recommending 1 gram per pound of body weight is just too much. So just to kind of a basic for the listeners to demonstrate how it can vary, but what we might be starting as a jumping off point until you get to your specialist to discuss your particular case.
Great. You can see there's a lot of math there. That's why I like the calculator.
Yeah, I like it. And I can't
The
remember.
more protein you're doing per kilogram, you have to make sure you are hydrating and hydrating and hydrating
Kidneys,
more.
yeah.
So your kidneys stay nice and happy and can flush out what you're not using
Right.
and what you're using.
And space the dosage out throughout the day because your body can only utilize so much at a time. You can't take all of your protein for the day in one sitting.
Yeah, that's definitely true. I mean, the old adage of moderation, right? I mean,
Right.
like the body likes things that it can use as it needs in moderation.
Right. And for the listeners, there is a past episode, Nutrition with Marcy Robinson, that you can always access on the podcast. Could be some additional help that the team for these types of goals includes somebody like yourself who understand the physiology, the benefit of detox, and managing any detox that's happening as you're losing fat. How to support some of the natural pathways like GLP-1 pathways, manage any diabetes. Potentially a PT to help negotiate any orthopedic issues as you're progressing. Identify which exercises you should be doing because just how diet varies. I see people come in who are doing these generic exercises and they're not doing them in a safest way for themselves, or they're not quite ready for that yet, and we have to tweak them. And then either a nutritionist or a dietitian can definitely access some of those past recordings too if this is of interest to you right now.
And a coach or a group,
Yeah.
group support is fabulous. People help each other. I mean, that's why things like Weight Watchers has a group.
Yeah.
The group process, being around people who are doing what you were doing and have tips for you because they figured something out that maybe you didn't even think about or haven't figured out yet, it's like great.
Yeah.
And the support is great. So that's why we started the Don't Wait program, because it's an online group program of education and support, and then having Anne who has lived through it. And I would say everyone should meet with a PT or a trainer or something.
Yeah.
Because, like, I was a high school athlete. I think maybe I do some exercise as well, but when I started working with a trainer, my workouts went through the roof because the way she works, I'm working everything. I'm working muscles, I'm working balance, I'm working my core, I'm working flexibility. And as we age, balance and flexibility are things we lose along with muscle mass. And all of that can lead to that broken hip,
Right.
which nobody wants. And I know because I've worked with you briefly, you're freaking brilliant on the things you do and combining things so you get the most benefit out of it. And when you can help people do these things at home, then it's even more accessible for them.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit more about your program. I have one patient that's been working with you who's raving about it.
So it's a lot of education, and then it depends on where people are. We meet them where they are. So people want to like jump into a diet and movement and stuff. And sometimes we have to take a couple steps back. So we see where people are. So we like to kind of do a pre-group meeting because sometimes we have to kind of repair some gut issues before we get into the actual program. And that's pretty common in most Americans. We have to fix some gut things going on before they can actually start the program. So we like to meet with people 1 to 2 months before the program ever starts. And then there's didactic sessions. So like I go in the portal, in the educational portal, there's a PowerPoint, there's videos of me lecturing, there's support stuff like information on the different supplements, information on diet, things like that. And then we meet, and ideally people have looked at the PowerPoint beforehand. But we meet and talk about things and do some Q&A and see where people are and what are you having trouble with? So what's going great? Has anyone else experienced that? Because most of the time people experience very similar things, especially when they're going through a detox or a foundational reset. There's a lot of things that come up and a lot of them are fairly common.
A big aha moment for me was working with a provider for my own care after living in a water damaged house with mold exposure. I gained like 10 pounds and could not take it off, hadn't changed diet or exercise. In fact, I was doing more of the good stuff. But she brought it to my attention that when you're exposed to certain toxins, one of your body's defenses, if you can't manage it, is to sequester it in fat. And good luck really trying to lose that before you deal with the environmental concerns that you're working with. So this type of program is so near and dear to me and helping my patients.
Yeah, we talk about binders and toxin release and things like that a lot. And not only that losing fat releases toxins, but we are surrounded by toxins 24/7.
Right.
I mean, you can eat the cleanest diet, but there's still an unclean component. And there's an unclean component more than likely in the places we work, in the air we breathe, and all kinds of things, in the water we drink, what we drink that water out of, what we eat out of.
Right.
It can be a dizzying array of things that don't make you very happy if you delve into it too deeply. So we won't do that. But I take a binder every single day. Not just when I'm working on losing fat or bolstering a pathway. I take a binder every day just because I know I'm exposed to a lot of stuff every day. And it's hard to not be.
Right. Well, Dr. Paula, our time goes so fast. I, as much as I feel like we could continue to elaborate, I think the takeaway is if you're interested in some support, Dr. Paula is the best at getting to the foundation of things, and you can reach her at mimicares.com, correct? Excellent. And of course, I'm local in Carbondale PT, but if you have orthopedic stuff, reach out to APT. And if you just need help with some exercises, reach out to a trainer. And as always, you can replay this on our Katie and Kay Ask a Physical Therapist podcast.
Sweet.
Excellent. Thank you so much for joining us.
Can I plug what's coming up next?
Please.
So, the month of February is Heart Health Month,
Oh, thank you for bringing that up. Sorry.
and it's also Valentine's. So I figure it's heart health and sexual health, which could be part of heart health, right? Because what makes your heart happy is good. So we are looking at doing some carotid artery screenings up in the Roaring Fork Valley in February, doing it for a day or two up there. So it's just an ultrasound of the carotids, and it shows plaque or how well things are moving. It's really it's it I like it because ultrasound gives pretty pictures that I like. And results are pretty quick. They're probably 3 to 5 day turnaround on results usually.
Okay.
And then sexual health, right?
Yep.
So I work with men and women, not just bioidentical hormone replacement. We do that too, but we do all kinds of other things for sexual health, including acoustic wave therapy that I call the wave, and some different things that are kind of fun, including peptides. Peptides for sexual health is a pretty hot topic right now. And there are finally some good peptides that actually help support pathways involved in sexual health and different things. It's pretty cool.
Sounds like another episode.
Sure.
Yeah, great.
I'll come back in February.
So keep an eye out for an event. Maybe Dr. Paul and I can kind of co-host. If you're interested, feel free to reach out to either one of us and say, hey, I would definitely love to participate in that in February. What do you guys got going on? And we'll kind of lean on that to see when and where and how much interest we have in it.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Excellent. Thank you.
Thanks, Tanith. I love this.
Me too. Let's do it again.
Bye.
Bye-bye.